Senate come to order, please. Members indicate their presence by voting. Senator Kelly. Madam Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Killian is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Senate stand for a prayer. Pastor McNabb.
You come, O God, to the end of another week of work, and we grow weary of decision-making and hearings. We are deeply disturbed by the news of the day and pray for our leaders in this international game of politics and life. Our prayers are especially for those hostages caught in the midst of the struggle. Grant them courage, continuing sense of hope, and speedy release from their imprisonment. Be with our senators this day and bless them with a peace of mind and body. It comes from committing our ways to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Certification of Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 102nd legislative day.
Senator Kutula.
Mr. President, I move the unanimous consent journal and supplements to be approved as read.
Without objections, the journal is certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, I have a friend in the gallery behind me, Gordon Edberg, who is a gallery associate in Anchorage that have completed the study for our legislative council concerning activity center. They'll be on display in the bell. Gordon.
Further introductions. Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message of April 24, the House has passed the following. House Bill number 292 by Representatives Brown, Rogers, and Zaroff. An act extending the conditional privilege of reporters as to sources of information and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 618 amended by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act establishing an older Alaskans commission and providing for an effective date.
Hess, Judiciary and Finance.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hackney. Senate will stand at ease, please. Senator Hackney.
Yes, Mr. President, the Hess Committee waives referral of House Bill 618. There's a similar bill that's already in Senate Judiciary, so this bill will simply join it.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, will note the waiver.
House Bill number 865 by Representatives Halford, Anderson, Barnes, Cotton, Fuller, Hayes, Hurlburt, Malone, Metcalf, Miller, Munson, Parr, Phillips, Rogers, Zaroff, and Gardner. An act relating to civil liability for personal injuries or death occurring on unimproved land.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill number 949 by the Judiciary Committee, an act annulling 15 AAC 05-410-4 and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considered SS Senate Joint Resolution number 52. Proposing amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting increases in expenditures, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. Senator Ziegler, chairman, signed do pass with possible amendments. Senators Ray, Bennett, Meland, and Dankworth signed no recommendation. SJR 52 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 341. Scheduling oil and gas lease sales, and reports it back as follows. Senator Sumner, chairman, and Senator Fahrenkamp signed do pass. Senators Dankworth, Mulcahy, Meland, Kurtula, and Bennett signed no recommendation. SSSB 341 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 367, Savings Associations, and reports it back as follows with an amendment. Senator Ziegler, chairman, and Senator Meehan signed do pass with amendment. Senator Dankwa signed no recommendation. SB 367 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 487, Jurisdiction of the District Court, and the committee recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Bennett, Meehan, and Dankworth. SB 487 has a further referral to finance.
Senator Ziegler.
Perhaps Senator Jack is the chair to comment. This is the identical bill that the Senate Finance has already considered, I think. Are you talking about the two Superior Court judges of that bill?
The Senate standard is, please. You waive referral?
This is the district court, Senator Ziegler. This is the district court.
Oh, I'm on the wrong bill, but when we get to the other one, it's a pretty good bill.
Then, Senator Sackett, do you still wish to referral on this measure?
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 553, continuing the existence of the Board of Welding Examiners, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, chairman, concurring Senator Stimson and Senator Sturgiolowski. SB 553 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 559, convening of the legislature, and the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Bennett, Meehan, and Dankworth. SB 559 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 569, State Commission for Human Rights, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senators Meehan, Dankworth, and Ray. SB 569 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 573, continuing the existence of the Board of Marine Pilots, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Stimson, and Sturgiolowski. SB 573 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 574, continuing the existence of the Guide Licensing and Control Board, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Stimson, and Sturgiolowski. SB 574 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 576, Regulation of Collection Agencies and Continuing the Existence of the Collection Agency Board, and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, chairman, and Senator Kelly signed do pass. Senator Stimson signed do not pass. Senator Sturgiolowski signed no recommendation. SB 576 has no further referral.
Is it in reference to this measure, Senator Ferguson? I'll refer that. Rules, then Senator Standardese. Come back to order, please. Madam Secretary, would you proceed?
The Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 577, continuing the existence of the Alaska Public Utilities Commission and amending the statutes relating to its responsibilities, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bradley, chairman, concurring Senator Kelly and Senator Stimson. Senator Sturgiolowski signed no recommendation. SB 577 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 43 amended, Alaska Code Revision Commission, and recommends do pass with amendment. Signed, Senator Ziegler, chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Bennett, Meehan, and Dankworth. CSHB 43 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 213, Alaska Police Standards Council, and a majority of the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. Senator Ziegler, chairman, signed do pass with further referral to finance. Senators Meehan, Dankworth, and Ray signed do pass. There is no further referral.
Rules.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
Really, Senator Sackett should take a look at the bill, 213. There's a question, and it's with the file, as to whether or not state funding applies to newly created members of the commission. Senator Ray familiar with this. He serves on the committee, and I think he'll elaborate what I've said.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, what it does is there is a problem on the funding as far as the federal participants, and it would, as the bill is written, it's my understanding that the consideration is whether the state should pay the per diem rather than the federal pay the per diem for two members, and I suppose technically it's the finance should look at it. I don't see any problem. They can either make a determination yes or no, and it's really a minor problem. But as the senator or the judiciary chairman said, there is a problem of who's going to pay for it, and if we decide to pay for it, it will have a fiscal responsibility.
Brian, thank you. Madam Secretary for Finance.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Bill Number 729, amended Works of Art and Public Facilities, and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Ziegler, Bradley, and Kelly. 729 has a further referral to Finance. The Labor and Management Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 746, overtime compensation under a flexible work hour plan, and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new fiscal note, and reports it back as follows. Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and Senator Coletta signed do pass. Senators Dankworth, Bradley, and Ray signed no recommendation. HB 746 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 782, Local Service Roads and Trails, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Strzelecki, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Stimson, Mulcahy, and Kelly. 782 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill Number 930, increasing the number of Superior Court judges, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Meehlin, and Dankworth. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. HB 930 has no further referral.
Rules.
I think this is the one that.
That's the one that.
The Superior Court.
Senator Ziegler, I believe this is a measure that you were referring to earlier, and this is the one the finance chairman said he would waive referral on.
Yes, during the recent break, I thought the senator said he said move it back.
Very good. Thank you. Rules.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 39, America's Small and Independent Businesses. Senate Bill Number 58, Uniform Disposition of Community Property Rights at Death. House Joint Resolution Number 58, urging Congress to appropriate money for the construction of the Dog Bay Boat Harbor. House Bill Number 636, amended, requiring flags for divers, and recommends they be placed on today's calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Holman, and Sumner. These do appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 519, use of limited entry permits as collateral for loans. Second Senate Committee substitute for House Bill Number 22, donation of blood by those who have reached the age of 17 years. House Bill Number 486, highway signs. House Joint Resolution Number 59, payment of extended unemployment benefits. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 65, amended, expressing gratitude to the Canadian government in the rescue of six Americans from Iran. House Joint Resolution Number 71, Baggage Bogs Visitor Center, and House Joint Resolution Number 83, compensation to Alaska physicians who participate in the Medicaid program, and recommend they be placed on the Saturday calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Holman, and Sumner. These do appear on tomorrow's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Thank you. Senator Kutula, I believe this would be an appropriate time to ask that you place a motion setting the Saturday calendar over to Monday. There will not be a Saturday session. The Finance Committee, through the chairman, informs me that he has a meeting scheduled for 8:30 tomorrow morning and wishes to proceed to get the activity up there well underway for a good hard drive commencing on Monday. So with that,
Mr. President,
we will not have a session on Saturday.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Saturday proposed Saturday calendar be placed on the Monday calendar.
Without objection, the Saturday calendar will appear on Monday.
Under special committee reports, there is a pre-conference committee report dated 24 April, 1980. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the pre-conference committee, which has had committee substitute for House Bill 3, Loss and Restoration of Voting Rights, and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 3, Elections and Revising the Alaska Election Code, under consideration recommends pre-conference committee substitute for House Bill 3, an act relating to elections and election campaign contributions, revising the Alaska Election Code, and providing for an effective date be adopted. Senate members, Senator Kelly, Chairman, Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Ziegler, House members, Representative Parker, Chairman, Representative Miller, Representative Eliason.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I would ask that the pre-conference committee message be put over until Monday's calendar. The members will be provided with a copy of the bill, a summary of the bill, and the differences between what passed the Senate and what was changed in pre-conference.
Is there objection?
Without
objection. And free conference committee substitute for House Bill 3 will be held over Monday's calendar.
That was the only free conference committee report today.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 65 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee relating to implementation of the daycare assistance program by the Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Yes.
Senate concurrent resolution number 66 by the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, directing the Alaska Legislative Council to revise AS 29, Municipal Government.
CRNA.
Those are the only resolutions today.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 578 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the practice of chiropractic and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
Senate Bill number 579 by the Commerce Committee, an act providing for free resident hunting and sport fishing licenses for disabled veterans.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill number 580 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of medicine and providing for an effective date.
Hess and note Finance Chairman to look the measure over.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
It brings us to consideration of daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 58 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to the uniform disposition of community property rights at death. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, signed a qualified due pass. Senators Dankworth and Meehan signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, absent amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 58 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 58 advances to third reading.
Senate Bill number 58, an act relating to the uniform disposition of community property rights at death.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in 1971, the state adopted the Uniform Probate Code. This is a uniform act which recognizes community property in those states that have community property and presents, or at least seeks to prevent some of the problems that may occur when a person who dies in Alaska has property in other states and it is and the state seeks to determine the rights of the parties. This essentially states what is the law now, that is, if the property is located in a community property state, the court therefore determines the rights of the parties. So I'll be happy to answer any questions with regard to this, President.
Further debate and question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 58 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 1 excused, and 2 absent.
And so Senate Bill 58 is passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 561 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of dentists and dental hygienists and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill. The majority do pass. Signed, Senator Hackney, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Coletta and Fahrenkamp. Senator Strugulski signed. No recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Hackney.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 561 be returned to HESC.
There are objections. Without objection, Senate Bill 561 is referred to the HESC Committee.
House Bill number 636 amended, an act requiring flags for divers. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Sumner, Chairman. Concurring, Senators Bennett, Nealon, Fahrenkamp, Mulcahy, and Fratulla. There is an amendment number 1 by Senator Stimson. On page 1, line 10, and on line 12, strike. I'm sorry, there's a Senate Committee substitute to be adopted first.
Senator Sumner? Unanimous consent has been asked. Without objection, Senate Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for committee for House Bill number 636 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to flags for divers, and amendment number 1 by Senator Stimson on page 1, line 10, and on page 1, line 12, strike may and insert shall.
Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, I move the amendment.
Objection is noted, Senator Stimson.
Thank you. With this particular regulation, it's my understanding that it was requested by the Organized Divers Association. I think all of us are aware of the kinds of safety factors that are involved when diving is taking place, and I'm particularly aware of the concern that people have about not over-regulating other people's activities. I think there are several different ways to view this, and one, of course, would be from the diver's perspective, being under the water and not being aware of what is above him, or not having any way of signaling any boats that might be in the area. And the other is from the boater's perspective, I guess, which concerns me even more. If I was boating in an area, I would sure want to have some idea that there was a diver under the water. And maybe that wouldn't necessarily mean that the diver was directly under the flag, but at least there'd be an indication that there was a diver in the area somewhere. And it seems to me that we need to either put some teeth in this regulation or forget about it altogether. To say may is something that they're surely doing one way or the other right now. And it would be my recommendation to the body that if we're going to make this regulation, that we make it shall and require that divers do indicate that they're diving in a particular area so everybody in the vicinity is aware of it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I can appreciate my colleague's concerns on this. However, the diving organization has sent a person down and met with us while we had this bill in Resources, and they readily agree with this new term, shall. Many of the reasons are, while we all are interested in safety, and having been a former diver myself, I can appreciate it. However, there's many times when you are diving or a diver is down where a flag is not applicable. Such places as placer mining, hookah gear, anything in freshwater streams. There's a whole array of scenarios where if a diver is down, he may be a quarter of a mile down the beach if he's doing any exploring when he surfaces. And the whole point of this bill, really, at this situation right now, is that if a diver is diving in an area where there is boat traffic and where he perceives that there's a problem, in fact, then he may put his flag up. And then if you read on down at the bottom of the bill, once that flag is up during a dive, the diver is obligated to go down and come back up to the surface within 100 feet of that flag. Likewise, all boat traffic is required to slow down and to respect that, in fact, there is underwater activity going on. But in our state and in many areas, there are many situations where people are underwater diving where to put a flag out would be irrelevant and would serve no purpose whatsoever.
To order, please. Senator Stimson.
Mr. President, I realize now with the information that I've received from my colleague from Fairbanks that this bill is in the form that the divers have requested, and I will withdraw my amendment. Thank you.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I might have a slight question here through the chair to whoever is carrying the bill. On line 20, it says boats maneuvering with 100 feet radius of the diver's flag shall be slowed to no wake speeds of 5 miles per hour. If the diver is in the freeway, which is the shipping lanes, you can't expect a freighter or a tanker to slow down. I don't think they would be able to do that in time. So perhaps there is a problem there. If this is an example on the other side of Shelter Island, suppose that somebody wanted to stop and do a little spear diving or a little underwater exploration right in the shipping lanes where the ferries go. I don't think you could slow down in time to see them.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only thing I can rely on that is just this pertains to 100 feet from the flag. And hopefully, number one, we're not going to have divers going down in the sea lanes. Should we, however, the answer is, as far as I can figure out, that 100 feet is a pretty small berth to go around a flag. It's a third of a football field. And hopefully that will take care of it.
Senator Ray.
Well, I agree in most instances, but there are certain places, again, referring to a popular sport, a place where divers go, is on the other side of Shelter Island, between Shelter and Aran Island, and along in those places. And 100 feet on either side of that, and you'd be kissing the rocks.
For the debate, Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, if there are no further amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 633 be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed final passage.
Senate Committee Substitute.
Yes, the Senate Committee Substitute.
I'm sorry. Could you read it in third reading, please?
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 636, an act relating to flags for divers.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 636 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the vote, please?
The roll shows 14 yeas, 3 nays.
And so, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 636 is passed the Senate.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 39 by Senators Bradley, Dankworth, Fahrenkamp, Hackney, and Kelly, relating to America's small and independent businesses. The Commerce Committee considered this resolution and reports it back as follows. Senator Bradley, Chairman, and Senator Kelly signed do pass. Senator Sturgeon-Lewski signed. No recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Curtula.
President. Absence of amendments, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate Joint Resolution 39, considering gross advance, third reading, place final passage.
Without objection, Senate Joint Resolution 39 advances the third reading.
Senate Joint Resolution number 39, relating to America's small and independent businesses.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, just briefly, this is commonly known as the Small Businessman's Bill of Rights at the White House Conference on Small Business. The only difference is the adjustment necessary to put it in the right format by our Legal Services Division. And it was voted unanimously by the 2,100 delegates to this convention as resolution number one, and they were in order of priority, so it was number one and not number 15. Received a preponderance of mail on this. I'll just read a few things. Some of them are rather humorous, and I won't read who sent them, but dear Brad, I love number one, and it's referring to the listing starting at the resolve paragraph, and specifically line 21. I love number one. Number two sounds reasonable. Number three, I will buy this one. Number four, it would be nice. Five, great. Praise the Lord for six. And how sweet it would be for number seven. I think this is a step in the right direction. We must keep trying to keep small business going. They're falling by the wayside fast and devoured by the biggest. And another one referred to, and I won't read it, to some of the regulations put out by the Consumer Protection Agency. And they use words like materially significant. And they want to know what is materially significant. And another one was, you can put on sale a product if it is distressed. It said, inanimate objects distressed. And they thought it was only human beings that could be distressed. And a few other asinine things. It goes on for quite a few pages. I was really rather encouraged to see all the good correspondence here. And one from a mayor from Fairbanks, he was there. And one from Anchorage, he wasn't there, but he had somebody in his stead. So I think it's sort of a motherhood thing. We're all up for small business. And thank you very much. There's your passage there.
Further debate. Question has been called for. Question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution 39 pass the Senate? Senators may vote. Senator Stimson.
A little heavy.
Every senator voted. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas, one absent, one excused.
And so Senate Joint Resolution 39 passed the Senate.
House Joint Resolution number 58 by Representative Zaroff, urging Congress to appropriate money for the construction of the Dog Bay Boat Harbor. The State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute with a new title and due pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Brody, Kelly, and Bradley. There's a committee substitute.
Senator Mulcahy.
I move the committee substitute passed.
Without objection, Senate Committee Substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution number 58 by the State Affairs Committee, urging Congress to appropriate money for the construction of the Dog Bay Boat Harbor Project, SD-96-6, Kodiak Harbor, Alaska. There are no amendments.
Question is, Senator Kurtula. It's a joint resolution. Must be advanced.
There are no amendments.
There are no amendments.
Mr. President, I move
Senate to stand at ease. Senator Kurtula, the board is back to order, please. Senator Kurtula, make the advancement motion now.
Are we properly posted now, Mr. President?
Yes, we are.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Senate Committee Substitute. House Joint Resolution 58, considering gross advance, third reading, place for final passage.
Without objection, it advances the third reading.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 58, urging Congress to appropriate money for the construction of the Dog Bay Boat Harbor Project, SD 96-6, Kodiak Harbor, Alaska.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 58 pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? If not, would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 absent, 1 excused.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 58 passed the Senate. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, we have presently before us the citation calendar. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be adopted.
Objection. Without objection, the consent citation calendar is adopted. Brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I would give notice of reconsideration of the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 636.
Reconsideration is noted. Under unfinished business, I'd like to add an additional referral to House Bill 648, which was handled yesterday. The additional referral is to finance. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee waives the referral of HB 447, Nursing Home Administrators, and requests that it be referred to the Senate Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, and I've coordinated with Senator Hackman. That's appropriate.
Madam Secretary, have you noted the change? Any other unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meetings? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, the pre-conference committee, HB 60, meets at 1:30 in Senate Finance
Chamber. Senator Sumner.
Senate Resources meets at 1:30 Buckley Ridge Room. Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 836 amended. An act relating to alien and non-resident hunters.
Yep. The additional committee announcements. Senator Curtula. I'm sorry, Senator Hackney.
Mr. President, Health, Education, and Social Services at 3 o'clock for the psychology board.
Any other announcements? Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent. We adjourn till 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Senate stands in adjournment.